Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard is the beginning of Canciones de Lorca, a series of songs American composer William Bolcom wrote using the words of Spanish poet Federico García Lorca. In this opening song, tenor René Barbara sings, well, he sings quite simply of night and day. That opening music sets a poem titled Balance, a mere 6 lines long that goes like this. Night, always peaceful. Day comes and goes. Night, dead and soaring. Day with a wing. Night above mirrors and day below the wind. Those 6 beautiful evocative lines were written by Spanish poet Federico García Lorca, who was born in 1898 and was assassinated in 1936 at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War, by the Nationalist Forces. The Nationalist Forces were eventually taken over by Fascist General Francisco Franco, who went on to be the Spanish dictator from 1939 until 1975. During the first decade of his rule alone, Franco's regime killed, it's estimated, between 15,000 and 50,000 people outright and imposed rigid censorship on everyone else. This included strict cultural censorship. It's interesting how many dictators over the ages, from Franco to Stalin to Hitler, have feared and tried to control artists. But as Franco recedes into a terrible historical memory, the poetry of Federico García Lorca continues to inspire and move people, including, quite obviously, American composer William Bolcom. Here is an instrumental interlude he wrote for Canciones de Lorca. That was instrumental interlude number 1. In his liner notes for this recording, composer William Bolcom says that many people, especially non-Spanish speakers, only know Lorca as a bleak and, well, rather tragic playwright. And yet he writes, "The Lorca that Spanish scholars and people in the street and throughout the Spanish-speaking world know and love is far more varied, full of surrealistic humor, passion, wisdom, mystery, and mostly the Andalusian flamenco tradition which lurks behind almost every lyric he ever wrote. It is this much more colorful and varied writer that Bolcom tries to capture in his music, including this song titled The Unfaithful Housewife."
se encendieron los ríos. En las últimas esquinas toqué sus pechos dormidos y se me abrieron como ramos de jacintos. El almidón de su enagua me soñaba en el oído como una pieza de cera dascada por 10 cuchillos.
In a review from 2008, the then New York Times music critic Alan Kozin wrote, "Mr. Bolcom's music moves from a suave assurance that serves comic and dramatic impulses equally well, and he has an extraordinary facility for weaving the harmonic accents of blues and jazz into more formal and complex structures." Although Mr. Kozin was writing at the time about some of William Bolcom's songs, that description of his music fits this music as well. With its mixture of wit, drama, along with an occasionally bewildering mixture of musical styles. In the hands of a less skilled composer, it simply wouldn't work. Yet coming from William Bolcom's pen, the sum is always, well, it's greater than the individual parts. Music that could have been an uninviting and disjointed mashup ends up creating a universe of musical surprises. Here's a bit of a song titled Dance of the Moon in Santiago.
Fita aquel branco galán, fita si o transido corpo. Se o corpo transido, negro de soma celoso, ay, a lua está bailando na quintana do sol. En file poldro de pedra, na mesma porta de sol.
William Bolcom was born in Seattle and began studying composition at the venerable age of 11. He went on, somewhat later, to study with both Darius Milhaud and Olivier Messiaen, and has written everything from operas and symphonies to chamber music and solo piano music. And with his wife, singer Joan Morris, he's made a couple dozen recordings, a lot of them of popular and parlor songs from the turn of the 20th century. As if that weren't enough, William Bolcom is also a master composer and performer of piano ragtime music. Despite all those musical interests, at the end of the day, he really sounds like nobody except, well, William Bolcom. Here is the penultimate movement, the second-to-last movement of the Canciones de Lorca. Again, an instrumental interlude titled A Poet in New York. And to this adopted New Yorker's ears, he captures the spirit of that city perfectly. So far, you have heard one of two poets and one of two soloists featured on this new recording. That would be tenor René Barbara singing words by Federico García Lorca. The final work on this recording, titled Prometheus, features poetry by Lord Byron and music for orchestra, choir, and solo pianist, in this case, the pianist Jeffrey Beagle. Prometheus is a bleak and moving work that's best explained in the composer's own words. He writes, "It is undeniable that our century and millennium have not gotten off to an auspicious start, with September 11, 2001, our worldwide economic crisis, and all the ills the 20th century has foisted on the 21st. The ancient legend of Prometheus is a perfect metaphor for our time. In it, the god is chained to a rock with a huge bird gnawing at his vitals, which are eternally renewed and eternally destroyed each day."
Thank you.
That was The Beginning of Prometheus by William Bolcom, with words by Lord Byron. Pianist Jeffrey Beagle, The Pacific Chorale, conducted by Carl St. Clair. As the piece progresses, they are joined by the Pacific Symphony as well. And earlier in the podcast, you heard tenor René Barbera singing words by Federico Garcia Lorca. All with music by William Bolcom, available on this new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.559788, part of the Naxos American Classics series dedicated to American composers. Both the music and the words on this recording cover a huge emotional and musical range. It is in every way the very opposite of background music. It demands your full attention and feeling, but it's deeply rewarding for the intent listener. For me, this is especially true in the 23-minute-long Prometheus, which carries the listener in many different directions, yet here is how Prometheus ends. Perhaps peaceful? Perhaps simply resigned? I'm not sure. But it's the ending of a sometimes turbulent journey. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.